My actual personal time with him was so rare. When we spoke last, and strangely enough, I spoke to him at 8 p.m. I'm assuming now it was the night he died. And I hadn't spoken to him in a couple of years. He'd had a lot of personal problems. But I would say 3, maybe 4 years previous to that, I had a lunch date with him. I had a script that I'd written with a friend that was a horror script, and I wanted his opinion on it. And I said, can I drop it off? Do you want to read it? He said, hey, oh, heck no, let's get together and have lunch. You'll read it to me.
Nice.
Which was very unusual. And so we met at Art's Deli, and we sat down, and my writing partner and I were there. And we're waiting for Toby to arrive, and he's running late, which was fine. And I look down the street, and there's this small, it looks like a big kid. And he's got his little Dutch boy haircut, and he's shuffling down the street, and he's just looking around and thinking of things, and he's having a little conversation going on, and he's gesturing, and he's feeling for something in his pocket, and fidgety, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he was...
was that, by the way?
That was Toby Hoover. Yeah, that was him.
There's the punchline.
That was him. And that's when I had thought to myself, my God, you know? He's like my son, but just really smart.